In this episode of the Nicholas Snow Show, I spotlight Desert AIDS Project's everyday hero, Margie Lobley, volunteer.
The Nicholas Snow Show begins right now.
On World AIDS Day, December 1st, 2015, Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, honored a collection of people they call everyday heroes. I have taken the liberty of breaking down the whole evening's celebration into four podcasts so each honoree could have their own podcast about them and their contributions to share with friends and family. Honored that night, Bella DeBall, hostess and social ambassador, Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp, volunteers, Margie Lobley, volunteer, and yours truly, yes, me, Nicholas Snow, and they trumpet me as an activist, author, and journalist. The special entertainment for the night was the lovely Nita Whitaker, and I've got music from her as well. Up next, Margie Lobley.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
For the complete menu and holiday specials, visit lulupalmsprings.com. And for contest information, find and like Lulu California Bistro on Facebook. Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
Up next, Margie Lobley.
The incomparable Nita Whitaker.
I love your service hearts. God bless you all.
You're so hot.
Well, thank you.
You're so hot.
Deep within each heart, there lies a magic spark that lights the fire of our imagination. And since the dawn of man, the strength of just I can has brought together people of all nations. There's nothing ordinary in the living of each day. There's a special part everyone of us will play.
feel the flame forever burn, teaching lessons we must learn to bring us closer to the power of the dream. As the world gives us space, stand apart for all the rest. It is the power of the dream that brings us here. Find your fate is all your own creation. And every boy and girl, as they come into this world, they bring the gift of hope and inspiration. Build a flame forever burn, teaching lessons we must learn to bring us closer to the power.
Up next, Margie Lobley.
The snowstorm continues after this.
I'm Nicholas Snow. When news got out that restaurant guru Willie Rhine and legendary Hollywood photographer John Pascal were combining forces to open 849 Restaurant and Lounge, the media buzz was instant and hasn't stopped since. Since opening September 1st, 2015, 849 has been bestowed consecutive Diner's Choice Awards by users of OpenTable and named Best Restaurant on Outlook Magazine's Ultimate Pride List and Best New Restaurant in the Desert Sun's Best of the Valley competition. The Hollywood Reporter calls 849 one of the hottest restaurants to sample, as does LA Eater. New York-based InsideHook.com gives 849 a big shout-out in their JetBlue Palm Springs travel advisory. Hollywood Highlight magazine has bestowed 849 with 5 stars, calling it a delightful, delicious, guilty pleasure in the desert. And television host Ross Matthews tells the Desert Sun, 849 is among his favorite restaurants in Palm Springs. Variety magazine adds, with 300 seats, an indoor-outdoor patio, and 8,000 square feet, 849 offers space to party in the Uptown Design District. There's all-day happy hour, lounging with a view, and upscale dining. Find all this media coverage and more at 849.com. That's 8 spelled out, the number 4, and 9 spelled out, 849.com. Find the restaurant itself at 849 North Palm Canyon Drive in beautiful Palm Springs, California. Reservations are available at 849.com or give them a call at 760-325-8490. Tell them Nicholas Snow sent you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome longtime major donor and founder of Desert Aid Project's Partner for Life Giving Program, Mr. Andy Linsky.
Thank you very much. Congratulations, Nicholas, and everybody else, Bella, Michael, and Freddie. Very exciting tonight. I am truly honored to present the next Everyday Hero Award to a woman who volunteers in a very special capacity at Desert Aid's project at the Morris and Lila Linsky Food Depot. My brother and I were so happy to be able to memorialize our mom and dad for a service they felt so strongly about, providing nutritious and healthy foods to those in need. Had my mom been alive, I'm sure she would have kept the clients and volunteers very satisfied with what I think was the world's best cheesecake. Not that cheesecake is nutritious or healthy, but wow, is it delicious. So let me tell you about the wonderful and devoted Margie Lowley. Born and raised in Rhode Island, Margie worked as a librarian's assistant following her graduation from college. While at the library, she took additional classes to become a computer operator for Providence Library, and later for the governments of Rhode Island and New York states. Married to Dr. George Lowley and the mother of a son and daughter, John and Ellen, Margie moved with her family to Southern California in 1973. And that's when her volunteer work for a variety of organizations, including the Soroptimus, began. In 1996, while attending a Soroptimus meeting in the desert here, then executive director of DAP, Mark Halpert, spoke and mentioned that the organization needed volunteers. Margie immediately signed up and has been a prize volunteer ever since. For those of you crunching the numbers, that's 20 years just around the corner. And while she first worked in social service, she soon transferred to the Lila and Morris Linsky Food Depot, which is an important part of the main DAP campus. It's estimated that Margie has donated more than 6,000 hours of her time. That represents 3 years of a full-time job. In 1998, Margie was chosen for the Women of Distinction Award by the Soroptimist International. And 2 years ago, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence granted angel status to Margie in recognition of her obvious sharing of their commitment to giving. As most of you know, the Sisters are an international nonprofit organization of gay men who promote joy, forgive guilt from stigmas and labels, and honor community service. The local order of Sisters has given $70,000 to groups such as DAP, AAP, HRC, other initials, and area animal shelters, in addition to having been very active in HIV testing and prevention. Margie's own son is a local sister and had the honor of saying to his mom, as he stood in his nun's habit, including 6-inch heels and 3-inch eyelashes, quote, "My work as a sister has been inspired by your work as a volunteer. I love your commitment to DAP's female clients and your all-hugs policy," unquote. It should come as no surprise that tonight she adds an Everyday Hero Award to her long, long resume. Please direct her attention to the silver screen as we watch a bit about Margie.
A hero to me is someone who goes out and does things spontaneously when people do not expect them to do it. I know it's not easy for clients to walk in the door looking for help. I try to make it fun for people. Some people, their families are not there for them, and I like to step in and take the place of a family member if I can. By kissing somebody, because I love to hug, I love to kiss the guys and the women. I kiss my hero, who's Jay Horowitz, who is involved in many different functions. He was involved with Desert AIDS when it first got started. He's just a big inspiration to me.
That's for sure. But in the meantime, please, a warm DAP welcome for Margie Logan.
There are so many ways to say and be thankful for this award tonight. Thank you to former Executive Director Mark Halpert for speaking at that Sir Optimus luncheon 19 years ago and mentioning that DAP always needs volunteers. After the meeting, I called and offered my time and services. I am thankful for the honor and privilege of being a part of this great organization. I started out helping the case managers with their never-ending filing. I moved a bunch of files from one area and combined them with files in another area. A bit later, I moved them all back to the original area. Who needed to go to the gym after these workouts? Being involved with the files, I noticed more and more women's names and realized that AIDS was not just a gay man's disease, as the media had us believe. I was honored by my Sir Optimus group in Big Bear, where we lived part-time, for my work here in the desert. While thanking them, I reminded those local businesswomen to use protection if they were going to fool around. That got their attention. I should have put a bunch of condoms on the tables. Next time I will. Educate others whenever you can. For more than 15 years, I have been lucky to be involved in the farmers market and food depot. Seeing the same faces month after month has allowed me to develop deep friendships and shows me how essential these services are. Recently, I gave a client a $10 gift card and he told me it felt like $1 million. You don't forget moments like that. Yeah. One Christmas, we were able to transform box loads of donated fabric samples into 120 hand-sewn decorative pillows that were then sold, allowing us to purchase gift cards for our clients. Other years, generous donations from family, friends, and DAP staff allowed us to put together almost 300 gift bags of toiletries and goodies. For some of our clients, those were the only gifts they would receive that year. Their gratitude and smiles are some of my favorite moments here at DAP. I am thankful for the animal lovers who have donated pet food over the years. We never have enough. Last year, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence gave us a grant that enabled us to purchase enough insurer-type products to give each client that wanted a six-pack of the drinks. To some clients, it was like handing them expensive champagne. It makes me feel good to see a smile on a client's face when you tell them how proud you are of them after they have turned their lives around and are looking so much better. I've been blessed to be able to give many celebration hugs. Over the years, there have been many laughs and tears. I have made many friends and sadly lost a few to this horrible disease. I have come to love the clients and I feel their love in return. These relationships have helped get me through some of my own tough times. I would like to thank my everyday hero, Jay Horwitz, because he has truly inspired me to be a better person by his constantly doing for others. Thank you to my family, especially my husband, George, who was unable to be here tonight, for always supporting and encouraging me. Thank you, DAP, for this award and allowing me to have the fun doing what I love to do. We all need to give of ourselves to help others and learn to pay it forward. Thank you.
The incredible Nita Whitaker.
Without saying something about the heart that I feel in this room. We see so much ugliness and negativity thrown at us from the news. And this room and all of you who are being celebrated tonight show us what good and kindness look like.
Yes.
What being helpful and reaching out a hand and having acts of kindness looks like. You inspire me, inspire all of us to do better, to do more, to reach higher, to give more, to be better people in the world. Thank you for your example. Living back in Louisiana, and we had what they didn't know what to call it, and we lost our first patient, and they didn't know what to call it. Now we know what to call it. I remember being at that bedside, and so as I hear all the things that you're doing and see all the ways that you're reaching out and reaching in and reaching above, thank you. I just had to say that, and I just hope that this organization lives forever and that you will keep doing the good work, and I need to do more. We all need to do more. God bless you all. So we need to get this part real fast. This is the essence of everything. That we have to love ourselves before we can love anyone else. And the words of that are immortalized in this wonderful, wonderful song. I hope you all enjoy.
Love you.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easy. That minds how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who could feel my need. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Never to walk in anyone's shadow.
the snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
Please welcome back DAP's Chief Development Officer, Daryl Tucci.
On behalf of the 2,600 people we serve at Desert AIDS Project, thank you for joining us this evening as we mark World AIDS Day. Please join me in giving another round of applause for all of our everyday heroes. For our fabulous Nita Whitaker. Before closing, we'd also like to give a special thank you to all of our sponsors who made this evening possible by underwriting the majority of the expenses. Our major sponsors, Lulu California Bistro, Momentous Events, and our hosts, the Camelot Theaters. Our headliner sponsor, Contour Dermatology. Event sponsors, Steve Tobin and the Grace Helen Spearman Foundation, The Desert Sun, Cool, Sanctuary Palm Springs, Signature Party Rentals, and Trick Dog Films. And our award sponsors, Ernie Santora of First Community Insurance, Mike Williams of Canyon Pacific Insurance, and Dave Morgan of Reaction Productions. And last, but certainly not least, our presenting sponsor for the second consecutive year, Jeffrey Walter and the Nest Egg Group. Lastly, a special thank you to my colleagues at Desert AIDS Project who organized this evening, J.P. Allen, Hudson Alling, Kelly Coe, Alexis Ortega, Beth Newton, George Nacy Sinatra, and Barry Dayton, award show writer Daniel Valancourt, and all-volunteer show producer Frank Goldstein of Momentous Events. As you all leave this evening, we invite you to take a moment to think about the contributions our everyday heroes have made and continue to make. We hope it will spark many others to follow in their footsteps. Have a wonderful evening and thank you for being here.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google Plus, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.